My topic is about love. We know in church, we talk a lot of time about love, many, many times. But unfortunately, you know, sometimes when we in some situation, and sometimes when we deal with people and deal with things, we still forgot love. We like to choose like reason. We like to choose debate. We like to choose sometimes maybe even argument. We forgot love. So today we return to the core of the Christianity. The Bible verse tells us love should be our first and the last choice when we deal with people and we deal with sins. So we want to see why we always should choose love. That's the main topic today. The first of all, the reason why we should choose love is because love is our continuing death. The verse 13:8, it says, "Let no death remains outstanding. Expect the continuing death to love one another." Only these three verses in seminary, I wrote 13 pages a paper about this. Okay, that's one of the assignment. But today I'm not going to okay, I read the 13 pages with you. Okay, I just kind of summarize. So I mean, these three verses I preached maybe several times during the last 10 years. I heard them repeat message, but I repeat this message several times because I deeply realize it's so important. But of course, I'm not just repeat simply. Every time I rewrite the sermon, so every time it's refreshed. So today, let me do some exegesis with you. Okay, the why it says that low. What does that mean? That low death remains. It tells us for Christians, even for everyone, especially for Christians, we should not have death remains. We should not owe people anything. Even we can do it. If we owe some people to owe some money to people, sooner or later we can pay back. If some people help us, and we can find opportunity, and we will find opportunity to help back, it's very possible. So it says that no death remain, but except means exception. We have a continuing death at that to love one another. What does this mean? That means everything else, money, help, maybe we can pay back, but the love will not pay off. We always has a continuing death. Why? Why? This is very deep. This is very deep. That's why I wrote 13 pages about this. So today I just simply give you two reasons why we have a continuing death of love each other. Number one, love which we give is always less than love we receive, including the love we receive from God and man. Think about this.
Is it right? Is it right? We receive, we can just give. Just part of love we receive. Nobody can give all you receive to other people, right? This is very simple, actually. But sometimes, when we don't give back, give love to people, because we forget, we already receive a lot of love from God and man. So this is imbalance. Why? If it is imbalance, why we should not? We cannot give love. So the longer we live, the more debts of love we own. The longer we live, the more debts of love we own. So it says it's a continuing debts. The longer we live, the more love we own. So the more love we receive, and relatively, the less love we give. So that's very obvious. I remember one time, maybe several years ago, I called my daughter, who is in New York, New York City. I called her. I said, "Amy, I miss you so much. I miss you every day. I miss you every day." And then I asked her, "Do you miss your daddy?" She said, "Sometimes." I said, "Sometimes?" I said, "I miss you every day." "Sometimes." She said, "This is reasonable. Why?" She said, I'm different with you. You are daddy. I am daughter, okay? If I miss you every day, that would be terrible." I said, "Why?" She said, "If I miss you every day, that means I'm in big trouble, okay? That means I have no friend. That means I have nothing to do. I just miss my parents. That's terrible." Oh, it seems it sounds like a reasonable. Even it is reasonable, but I am sad. From that on, I deeply realize it's the same thing between our Heavenly Father and us. He always loves more than we love him. So, and from then, since then, I think that's one of the reasons or motive for me to love people. Another reason for me to love people. Because I already realized I received lots of love from God. Why should I hesitate to love people back? So the reason we should choose love first, because God already loves us first. And he always gives more love than we give love to him and the love we give to people. The number two reason why this is, we have a continuing depth of love. Love which we actually give is always less than love which we can give. This is different from the first reason, right? God doesn't expect we give all we have. However, he indeed expects us to love people when we can. But we still don't give what we can, we should give. We find many excuses to not love. Sometimes, when people need our help, we try to help. But after a while, we stop and say, "Oh, that's fine. God will take care of him. And today, I'm too busy. Today, I'm so tired. I just pray for him a couple of words. Even we don't even pray, even don't pray. We just say God will take him, take care of him, or somebody else maybe help. So we have many reasons, and we find many excuses. But not enough. But actually God, he said, we can at that time. So there are many, many steps.
Okay. So that's the fact. We receive, and all this is more than what we give. So we always should choose love first. That's the reason we have a continuing debt. The verse 9 says, the commandments, you should not commit adultery, you should not murder, you should not steal, you should not comfort, and whatever other command there may be are summed up in this command, love your neighbor as yourself. Here tell us, love is not just ordinary. Command. Just not that simple. Love, the principle of love, the command of love is the constitutional law. And it's a summary of law. That every other commands are summed up in this command. This also is very, very deep concept. Actually, other commands are summed up. So not every command is simply equal. We know every nation, every country has a constitutional law. There are lots of laws, right? But there is a constitutional law. The constitution is general or governing law to other laws. So other laws should follow and obey the constitutional law. So love, the law of love is a constitutional law. So that's when we think about this, we can understand why we should choose. The first choose love as an option. Yeah, that's summary. That's the number one reason, continuing death. And number two, why we choose love first when we deal with people? Because only love has the power, the biggest power. The love will triumph over time. Love will succeed always. Reason cannot triumph always. Okay? Debate cannot triumph always. Argument, fighting cannot triumph always. Today, in this world, there are a lot of wars. In Ukraine, they are fighting. Between nations, between people are fighting. But we never see one power can exist forever. They will not success, power, strength, human wisdom cannot success always. You can succeed one time. You can succeed temporarily, but you cannot succeed always. That's why I understand why Jesus
die on the cross. Only love, only this pure love, only this unconditional love can succeed. Only this kind of love can shake, can change people's heart. Only love lasts forever. So this is a very simple but also very complicated principle to succeed in the world, in the universe, in human society, in church even. But sometimes we really forget, really forget. Love is the most excellent way to triumph over. In the First Corinthians, chapter 12, 28, it says, God has placed in the church first of all apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, guidance, and all different kinds of tongues. He's talking about positions, church positions, and also he's talking about spiritual gifts, right? It says, we have in the church, in the history, or law, present, apostles, prophets. So many people want to be prophets. So many people want to be teachers, right? But then some people want to play miracles. And I remember a couple of times in the past 2 days, some people asked a lot of questions about spiritual gift, okay? And I told them, some people, because there is a Christian breach, they're really like, you know, the gift of healing, the gift of the tongues. But I told them, it's not the greatest, even not the second, even not the third. The gift of the healing and the guidance is placed in 1, 2, 3, second, fourth, or fifth. Okay. Then the second, we can say this, the here is fourth, but actually it's second. Is apostles and prophets. Then what is the first? What is first? The first is love. Well, no, this passage is talking about love, right? So are all apostles, are all prophets, and all teachers do all work miracles? Okay. 30 verse. Now eagerly desire the greater gifts, and yet I will show you the most excellent way. The excellent way, the most excellent way, and the greatest gift, or the greatest responsibility of us, is love. So he continues to say, if I speak in the tongue of a man or angels, but do not have love, that's possible. We see beautiful word. We're scared of talking, preaching, but maybe there's no love inside. That's possible. If I am only a resounding gong and a clamming cymbal. If I have the gift of prophets and can fend of all mysterious, and all knowledge, and if I have a face that can move mountains, the face can move mountains. It's just example or some kind of. But I don't have love, I'm nothing. I give all I have to the poor, and I give all my body to hardship. this means some kind of religious passion. But I may boast, but I do not have love. That's very possible. We don't have time to go detail. Yeah, we can do many, many things, do great things and give people. If we are rich, we can give a lot of money to poor people. But the real purpose is we want to receive praise from men. That's possible. But we still don't have love in heart. I gain nothing. That means God will not give us any credit. But people see appearance, but God examines our heart. So the truth and the true Christianity, a Christian life, is in love, is with love, and only love conquers people's heart. So love is the most excellent way to win people's heart. So let's go back to my daughter. I laugh at my daughter. Okay. I remember maybe 10 years ago, when my daughter was a teenager, right? At that time, a teenager. There were a couple of years, he's kind of maybe like other teenager. He's kind of a little bit rebellious. So I don't know. So I was really don't know what to do. When I say something, he often just so much against. I don't listen. Fight with me. Fight with me. So I remember one day we had a kind of a conversation, and I say, and I say this, then she said that. I was a little bit mad, and I said, and then I said, just kind of command her. I'm the father. You should listen to me. Okay, okay. She said, what if I not listen to you? Then you don't recognize me as your daughter. You don't. I said, hearing that, I keep it silent for a moment. And I said to her slowly, even you don't listen to me, even no matter what you do, I still love you. Then he didn't know what to say. Because he was ready, he was prepared to fight back. Okay, but when I say, even you don't listen to me, no matter what you do, I still love you. Because I recall the Bible, the passage, one father had two sons, right? And one son is go away. So the father still old every day is waiting for the son to come back. So I record that passage. So I said that, no matter what you do, I still love you. So she like a balloon without air. A balloon has a lot of air, is kind of ready to fight back. But all suddenly, the air in the balloon go out. Okay, go out, it's like that. So from that day, I really realized love is the most powerful, most excellent way to deal with people, your family. I mean, in our relationship, that truly love is more powerful than debate. Love is more powerful than argument. Because sometimes in the church, we really lack to hold our opinion. We seem like we have everything, we have absolute truth, and we just want kind of a debate. So don't do that. We choose enough. And then when we choose enough, God will give us wisdom. Choose enough doesn't mean we're simple. Choose enough doesn't mean we're stupid, okay? When we choose enough, God will give our some kind of special wisdom, just like I said to my daughter. That's the because love is an excellent way to conquer heart, and also God is love is the most excellent way to conquer sin. So in the 1 Peter 4:7, the end of all sins is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind, so that you may pray. And number 8 is the key: love each other, because love can cover over a multitude of sins. Love can cover multitude of sins. What does it mean? Sin sometimes is so powerful, okay? It just can explode, enlarge, and multiply if you don't control. But how to control the sin? It says love. Love can cover. Cover means a lot. It also including control. So there are so many things we can see in the world, in our life, like hatred, jealousy, betrayal, injustice. What's the best way to jump over? Sometimes we just pay hatred by hatred, pay evil by evil, or you have other kind of choice. But it says, but love can cover the sin. The best way is love. This is a typical story in the Genesis about the Joseph, right? The Joseph, his brothers betrayed him and sold him to as a slave. So many years, and then Joseph chose to forgive his brothers, and he said, "Here, this word, this sentence, always." Impressed me. He said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good." So this one, when we see, even in the betrayal, even we get hurt from our close friends or even your family members, but we should choose forgiveness, to forgive. When we do that, you can say, the ending of the story is so wonderful, so wonderful. I will give you another story of our church. Just maybe several months ago, in our church, we have a sister who has some kind of a mental issue. He was a church member, but did not come to church already for a long time. So, but last year, maybe she had some kind of physical disease, and he got a divorce with her husband. So that he has a lot of hurt in his heart. And before that, why he stopped come to church? Because he had some problems with some our church member. So he stopped coming. Then, after last year, when she got a divorce, he had some bitterness in heart. Maybe when people has some bitterness in heart, they will find some channel to express, okay, that bitterness. The church usually is the easiest way, the easiest target for people to find a channel to, you know, to express the bitterness. So he started to writing emails to many, many people. Say bad words to those people who had problems with her many, many years ago. And even the previous pastor, just the pastor before me. Because that happened before I came to the church. So what to do? The church council, many, many groups discuss how to deal with this sister. Some people say, just ignore, okay? Ignore her. This is 100% unreasonable. Some people say, but if you don't do this, she just continue to write email to everybody. That will be a very, very big damage for the church. That's for sure. Some people say, okay, we need to stop him. Stop her. Some people even say, we should have to find a lawyer. Okay? That's the law, okay, to stop her. But more people just say, we just ignore. But after I said I pray, or should pray for her, and another couple of co-workers and I, we think we should choose now. Do something. Even she's unreasonable. She is not right, of course. But so we still should do something. Because she has one request. Give back my money, which I donate in the past years. But for the financial policy, we cannot retain the donation, okay? But some people say we cannot. And another people say, if we can give back the money, but for the future, if second people, third people come back, I want my money back. What should do? This is kind of bad example. So many people say, we cannot give back. Okay, I said, of course, another couple of co-workers said, yes, maybe it's not illegal or not good for the church to return her money. But we can donate. We can call some people to donate money to her. So after some kind of a debate, eventually we got agreement and just ask and call people who have some burden to her anyway, and we just say, now she is in need and she is in kind of physical and mental weakness. We just have love and had mercy on her. So after this decision, just in a couple of weeks, we got over $4,000, and we give the money to her. Immediately, she stopped writing email. Okay. Now everything's fine. So from here, I can see. Oh, time is over. It's almost here. Okay. From this testimony, I see the power of love. Power of love. So there's many, many, in the church there are many, many very, very difficult people and a very difficult situation. It's fair, we need wisdom and we need wisdom of love to deal with. So when we choose love of mercy and forgiveness, we can cover. Cover means the original, the word, the Greek, the cover means veil, conceal, envelope. And what does it mean, envelope? Put it in the envelope, control. Just like the testimony, we control the sin. Otherwise, sin may multiply like a yeast. Jesus often talk about yeast. Usually, and most time, the yeast mean in the Bible mean sin. So we thank God we have choose love. So the first Corinthians 13:6, it says, love does not delight in evil. 8, love never fails. Fear, that there are two meanings here. Fear means love never decreases. You should keep same level, always in the high level of love. The second meaning, fail, what I mean? Fail means don't succeed, right? When you fail some course, you mean you don't pass. But love never fail. Love will succeed. Always succeed. Never fail. The last reason, we choose love because the end of all things is near. First Peter 4:7 said, the ending of all things is near. Therefore, be alert. And above all, love each other deeply. Deeply means from heart. So everything is going to end. When we see the situation of the world, we know Christ, the return of Christ is near. That means everything is going to end. So the opportunity of love is also going to end. The opportunity of love is going to end. After your understanding, if we understand it too late, if one even we want to choose love, maybe someday we don't have opportunity to love. So we need to choose love first and quick. Don't continue to own love, the death of love to people, especially to your loved ones. Number one, you love your family. Number one, or number second, is also your family. But that family is your family, internal family, which the church. Keep in mind, now these recent years, more and more God reminded me, love my family, love my another family. We have kind of priority. So I just give another very, very simple opportunity. Several years ago, I read a story, said maybe some of you already know that as testimony. There is seminary president. His wife got a serious disease, and she could not recognize everyone, including his husband, who is the seminary president. After that, this president made a decision. He resigned from the seminary president, and want to stay home to take care of his wife, because his wife is kind of in this kind of situation. Some people say, "Don't understand. Oh, you are president. You are seminary president. You can do a lot more great things to the kingdom of God. And so many people are waiting for you, train them, teaching them, right?" But he said, "I already owe a lot to my wife. And now, maybe it's the last opportunity for me to love my wife. So I resign, stay home to take care of my wife. Even she cannot recognize me. But that's not very important. I'm fulfilled my duty. I'm fulfilled. I don't want own continuing death to her." So it gives me a lot of reminds and encouragement. What do we choose? Sometimes we are really ambitious, have a lot of ambition. We want to do this, we want to do that. Maybe just want to win, you know, praise from men. So today I just want to share this message with you. Why we choose not first and then last. We thank God for his word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We know your word is the highest and the greatest wisdom for our life. Not only this life, and also for the eternal life. We thank you, give our love. We love because you love us first. Today, I pray for everyone up here. I pray for everyone, even later, hear this message. I pray that has a heart, loving each other deeply and deeply. Let us grasp the opportunity to love and to choose love always and last. May your love continually pour upon us so we can love people more and more deeply and deeply. I pray in the name of Christ. Amen.